This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on various aspects of first BIMSTEC Business Summit. The participants are Sharad Kohli, Economic Analyst, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani Correspondent. India hosted the first business summit of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, in New Delhi. The summit kick-started on 6th of this month and concluded today. The first edition of the business summit aims to foster greater regional collaboration through robust trade and investment relations amongst the member nations of the BIMSTEC. To discuss more on this, we have with us Sharad Kohli, Economic Analyst. Mr. Kohli, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Diksha, and my greetings to all the listeners of Akashvani.
I would first like to ask you, Mr. Kohli, how significant is this BIMSTEC meeting and even more for India, as India hosted the first business summit of the BIMSTEC?
Extremely important, I would say, Diksha, considering the global situation at this point of time. And we should not forget that this is now, you know, almost a 27-year-old association which has been going on. There were earlier 5 countries, then 2 more were added later. The combined population of all the group is more than 1.7 billion. Of course, I think this is anybody's guess that which is the largest nation, India, economy-wise, population-wise, trade-wise, development-wise, GDP growth rate. You take any criteria, India scores above all the 7 nations. This was not the case when this organization was formed many, many years ago. But India has far taken ahead, and India has moved ahead significantly in this whole group, which has given a very prominent position to India as a country, and which is why, you know, the importance of this event being hosted by India has grown significantly, because we know that India commands today the role of a global leader. India is an emerging economic superpower. We are growing at more than 7%. We are more than 1.4 billion right now, and only today the RBI's monetary policy came, and, you know, the total forex reserves of the country came are more than $675 billion at this point of time. So I think India is in a commanding position, and it's for the other nations, the rest of the 6 countries in the group, who should now follow and try and replicate or try and do what India is doing, the way Indian growth model has been. I think it's become a case study for them today, and which is why this particular summit enjoys more significance. And you know what the Commerce Minister, Honorable Mr. Piyush Goyal, said? Because the way the other countries can take advantage of India is through bilateral trade. We all know that. I mean, 2 countries, if they really want to help each other economically, the best way apart from lending is to probably try and increase the bilateral trade. And the trade between this group has somewhat been hampered, which is what the minister commented upon, that I think the free trade agreements, for me, that's the biggest impediment right now. Because the speed at which this free trade agreement should have been concluded, the speed at which free trade agreement should have probably materialized or culminated, has not been there. There are impediments here and there. There are obstacles here and there. Of course, each country, you know, has got its own limitations. It has to look after its domestic economy. And a very important aspect we should keep in mind, that a lot of these countries as part of BIMSTEC, they have gone through an economic and a political upheaval. Take, for example, Nepal. Take, for example, Sri Lanka. We all know what happened in Sri Lanka a few years ago. We know what is happening in Bangladesh right now. It is going through a turmoil. The countries, when they go through this kind of happening, this kind of event, such kind of, you know, the bond becomes even more important, because then you need the help of your surrounding countries, your neighboring countries or organization like this. You need more involvement of them to come forward and help you. And India has always had neighborhood first policy. You know, India's push at the G20 summit was to look at Global South. And we are all part of Global South for that matter. So India has been advocating this across the world, that the North and the West, they should focus on Global South, because it is found that the Global South is not as developed, as prosperous as the North and the West is. So I think with India emerging as an economic superpower, and we should also not forget, Diksha, here, that China is a very driving force, very, very, very prominent driving force in this whole region. And all these countries, all the, you know, the rest of the 6 countries, they are being swayed by China in some way or the other. Some place China is trying to impose a military dominance. At some other country, it is trying to impose its trade dominance. At some other country, it is trying to extend its checkbook diplomacy, trying to extend loans. We know what is happening in Habantota port in Sri Lanka, for example. example, that port is currently pledged with China. The country is bonding, and sooner or later, you know, the countries come to know that China's intentions was not just friendship. It was one step ahead, because they wanted to probably acquire assets by exposing the weaknesses of those countries. So I think the bonding in this group with regard to the free trade agreements, increase in bilateral trade, whether it is custom tariffs, whether it is the digital push to import export clearance, all these things are very, very significant, which is what the Commerce Minister, Mr. Piyush Goyal, spoke of. That I think the countries need to get out of that mindset where they feel that they are probably backward, they can't grow, or they are probably under the influence of China. The country has to stand on its own and be economically independent while taking advantage of such kind of group like BIMSTEC, Diksha.
The free trade agreement, and the minister also highlighted that the need to expedite the free trade agreement between the member nations, it could help BIMSTEC. If you could just highlight a few roadblocks which has led to the slowing down of FTA amongst the member nations and how significant it is for the strengthening of BIMSTEC.
FTA roadblocks are aplenty. In fact, they're not just one. If there were just one or two, probably we would have overcome that by now, because it's, as I said, the organization is now 27 years old. It's not like a newly formed organization. A very key factor as a roadblock, I would say, is the Chinese dominance. Because when China deals with some of the countries, you know, it doesn't want that particular product to be imported or exported to other countries. So there is an unsaid kind of an agreement, which, of course, a lot of political establishment, they don't come out in the open. The second impediment is your own domestic economy, because sometimes there are domestic compulsions. Like, for example, India would not like to do a FTA where of the products which are domestically required, where the tariffs are needed, we have to protect our domestic industry. So where a domestic industry has to be protected, you cannot let a free trade agreement move where goods are freely coming in, then probably it might end up killing your domestic industry. So many products on which India too has a reservation. Likewise, each country has its own specialty, its own products, where it doesn't want, you know, its domestic industry to get killed or impacted, which is why they hesitate in making the FTA. Then, of course, the third roadblock is the political roadblock. Sometimes, you know, you have ruling parties in certain states, they have their own political preferences. Some like the governments of other countries, some do not like the governments of other countries, so they don't want to become too friendly. So I think the roadblock, some of them are easier to overcome, but some of the roadblocks are difficult to overcome, which is the reason why Mr. Piyush Goyal, the Commerce Minister, spoke about that. We have to get over this mindset, and we should try and overcome this and make sure that BIMSTEC as an organization is more closely knit, which is why it can overtake. You see, the total GDP of, if we take the GDP of the entire BIMSTEC group, it is more than $5.3 trillion, and India's own GDP, India's contribution to that is about $3.75 trillion. So India has a predominant role in this whole BIMSTEC, and all the other countries are smaller in terms of their geographical area. They are smaller in terms of their size vis-a-vis the population. They are smaller in terms of the GDP. They are smaller in terms of their economic progress as well. So I think that is what I said in the beginning, that these countries, they need to take a cue from India as to how the Indian government in the last 10 years has put India from being fragile 5 today, being amongst the top 5 economies in the world. So I think India should be a role model for these other BIMSTEC countries, as I said. And I think we've come a long way from when BIMSTEC was started long, long ago. We've come a long way, and the countries have a lot to learn from India for that matter. So the roadblocks are aplenty, but then overcoming them was one of the motives of this particular summit. You know, when these summits happen, you sit and discuss your problems, you put on table your offers for the other countries, and maybe at some point, you know, this multilateral trade can again be boosted between the countries. I think I see a ray of hope here after this summit. Probably when they go back and the delegates go back home, I'm sure they're going to be discussing with their respective political establishment and their whole machinery as to how we can overcome, because it is going to be of a mutual benefit for each one of the BIMSTEC members for that matter.
Certainly, Mr. Kohli, the world has evolved quite enough since the inception of this organization. As we discussed FTA, the next question cropping up in my mind is the trade deficit. The minister highlighted that the focus should be on reducing trade deficit between the member nations. So for the benefit of our listeners, I would just like to emphasize that the BIMSTEC members are Bangladesh, Bhutan, Nepal, India and Sri Lanka, and two other countries, Myanmar and Thailand. Could you highlight the sectors which will help in reducing the trade deficit amongst the nations?
Trade deficit is a problem which all the nations in this particular region are facing. And the best way to overcome trade deficit would be to try and boost the item, the product which you are best at. For example, India is now self-sufficient in food grains. So India is in a position to export food grains. Thailand, for example, has a lot to do with vegetables, a lot to do with eatables, food products. So they can probably look at that. Likewise, Sri Lanka is very good at blue economy, which we call as fisheries and other marine products. So I think if the countries focus on their own specialities as far as products are concerned, I think the trade deficit can come down significantly. However, I would like to add here, Diksha, that knowing that the size of India and rest of the six countries is now, the gap is a lot. So it may not be possible to probably wipe away the trade deficit entirely, but an effort can certainly be made to bring it down to the minimal, because trade deficit is not good. It bleeds your foreign exchange. The other aspect, Diksha, I would like to add to trade deficit is that one of the outcome of trade deficit is with regard to the foreign exchange. So we know that all the countries, when they trade, most of the countries around the world, they trade in the US dollars. And US dollars repeated revaluation, we know that dollar, for example, in India right now is at an all-time low. It's very close to an all-time low. So I think other countries are also facing similar problems. I would say in bilateral trade and trade deficit, one of very important aspects which I'm sure must be counting on the minds of honorable minister is tradability of the rupee or their respective country. If we allow these countries, and if these countries are able to promote trade in the respective currencies, I think trade deficit a little bit here and there would not matter after all. Trade deficit hurts you when you're dependent on US dollar, when you're dependent on another currency, and when that currency value rises or falls, your trade gets directly impacted. So does the value of the trade. So I think the best way forward would be if these, probably in the next summit or in the times to come, if these countries can also, all seven countries can sit down together and see that how they can start trading in their respective currencies. We all know that rupee is going global very rapidly. There are about 16, 17 countries we are in touch with right now for rupee trade. With the local currency flourishing, trade deficit problem can be addressed to a larger extent, Diksha.
Mr. Kohli, I would like to speak to you about a digital public infrastructure. It is also a key area which needs to be strengthened to improve the trade ties between the BIMSTEC. Technology is embedded in our lives. How important do you think is the strong digital infrastructure for multilateral cooperation? Very briefly.
Extremely important now, because from the time when BIMSTEC was formed till now, as I said, it has evolved, and I think digital infrastructure has become amongst the top priorities. When BIMSTEC was formed, it was just trade, poverty alleviation, energy, you know, tourism, technology, blue economy, public health, disaster management. These were the main objectives, people-to-people contract, cultural exchange. These were the objectives. But I think digital aspect wasn't there at that time. Today, in the recent times, public infrastructure has taken a front seat. And I would say what India has done magic on public digital infrastructure. We all know today some of the most developed countries, Diksha. For example, India's UPI system, you know, has been replicated in some of the most developed countries like France and some of the others. So I think these countries can take cues from India. As I said, these countries have a lot to learn from India. They should look up to India. They can replicate this kind of model that India has done with regard to digital infrastructure, public infrastructure. I think they will be very better off. To my mind, India's GDP today, a large contribution of that comes because of India's digital push and digital infrastructure. So I think it's a case study right in front of them in this organization itself. Well, countries like Sri Lanka, countries like Bhutan, Myanmar, countries like Thailand, Nepal, they can take cues right away and they can implement it. India can come forward to help in implementation of this digital public infrastructure. India's got so much of prowess in IT and digit that India can very well go, Indian experts can go there and implement and install this digital infrastructure in their respective countries, which will suddenly transform the way these countries are governed and the people of these countries live, can totally transform the entire, I would say, mechanism of the way the country is run.
Lastly, Mr. Kohli, what do you think will be the impact of the rapidly evolving situation in Bangladesh?
Situation in Bangladesh, not very likable. We all know that. Hopefully a new government would be in place very soon, and I think the democratic principles will be back again. Elections would be held or a new government would be elected. But any one of the member countries getting hurt in this manner, I think impacts the whole region. We all know that all the neighbors of Bangladesh, including India, are keeping a very close watch. It impacts your trade, it impacts your people-to-people interaction, it impacts your cultural interaction, it impacts all the initiatives, bilateral initiatives, which that country takes with other countries. We all hope, wish and pray that things in Bangladesh will get back to normal very soon, and the racism or whatever the underlying cause is probably overcome in the interest of peace in the region, Diksha.
Mr. Kohli, you shared your valuable insight on the subject. Thank you so much for sparing your time for this discussion.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on various aspects of first BIMSTEC Business Summit. The participants were Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.